We've come to the fourth song and the last song of this set. And I couldn't fit a gospel choir into the vibe, so I was wondering if maybe I could ask you to just learn a vocal really quickly. Would that be okay? Yeah? It's very simple. It's "She Gon' Bust It and He Gon' Love It." Okay, this song is called "Bust It Down," with a gospel choir, of course. So I'm gonna sing "I'd Love You" if you could repeat after me. She gon' bust it.
She gon' bust it.
She gon' bust it.
She gon' bust it.
Okay, yeah, sick. As vocalists, we have this thing, yeah, four man, where you can sing like the same pitch, but with different like intonation. You can be like "she" or "she," and it's the same note, but it just sounds completely different. Like, I get so nerdy about vocals. But I would love, yeah, if you could find the "she." Yeah, and also a little bit of vibrato, which is, you know, where singers like, nah. But if you can't do that, you can just go "she." You know, it works the same. Yeah, so we got this, we're gonna do it together. And one more practice. "She gon' bust it.
She gon' bust it."
Oh, that was stunning. Amazing. And then "he gon' love it.
He gon' love it."
We're ready. We're ready. When I give you the signal, it's your time. We'll do this together, all right? Thanks so much. This is "Bust It Down."
So I'm dancing on the kitchen floor. I caught a vibe too, and a song to whine to. I said I'll wind my ways forevermore until I find you. Until I find you, I'm gonna bust it down. I'm gon' bust it, she's gon' bust it. I'm gon' tick-tock on it like a clock. I'm gon' touch it. I'm gon' bag it up and break it down. And he's gon' love it.
He's gon' love it.
I'm gon' bust it down.
That was very beautiful. Thanks. Okay, verse two.
I'm just trying to prioritize who I grind for, who I take my time. For bum, 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 I got my mind on my money, got my girls by my side until I find more. Something I'll ride for. Oh, oh. I'm gon' bust it down. I'm gon' bust it.
She gon' bust it.
I'm gon' tick-tock on it like a clock. I'm gon' touch it. Did it today. Oh, I'm gon' back it up and break it down, and he's gon' love it.
He's gon' love it.
I'm gon' sit down, bust it down, da da da, yeah. Bust it down, back it up. I'm gon' bust it down. She gon' bust it down, yeah. He gon' bust it down. They gon' bust it, da 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 da, yeah. Shake it to my ocean, drowning. Shake it to your ocean, drowning. Until I decide that I'm settling down. I'm gonna hold it, do, and then I'm gonna go, they gon' bust it down, hold it, go, she go, I'm gone, on it like a, I'm gone, the G, yeah, oh, I'm gonna back it up and break it down, and he's gonna love it,
but I'm gonna need a little, just give me some vibes, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Sometimes I just can't stand it. Isn't that just the thing about us? I'm still thinking you could be the one, but you're always taking me for granted. I got something I gotta get off of my chest. I've been staying up while you're sleeping in my bed. I don't hate you, babe. It's worse than that, 'cause you hurt me and I don't react. I've been building up this thing for months. Oh, resentment. You say you know me like you know yourself, but there's a part of you that you can't help, and you say you can't do it. Just do it for my sake. Ooh, it's a shame, no, it could be good. That you could treat me better if you really wanted to. And if you can't do it for my sake, do it for our sake. I don't hate you, babe. It's worse than that, 'cause you hurt me and I don't react. I've been building up this thing.
Welcome to my tiny living room. World of Tiny Desk. Very exciting. I wanted to invite everybody into this space because I wrote a lot of my last record here and it's special to me. And what better way to immortalize it by fitting as many people into a small space as possible? You guys ready? One, two, three, four.
I used to stay up on the off chance that you might call me back. I used to go shopping for a pen, go through pictures, it's all I have. I sift through our memories and live there even. Each feeling inside my head, drag me through every trauma over and over again. 'Cause if I was crazy, then I'd still be yours, I'd always come back. You used to be able to, now you don't do that. What used to hurt?
Nashville's very own Lachlan Strings. Hi. And Adam Popick on the drums, formerly Nashville, currently LA. Jordan Bellamy, Josh Gilligan, Conrad Snyder, Natalie Osborne. It's really just an all-star lineup. Never have there been so many people in this apartment. Ready?
Whatever, and in the moment you had me, you fooled.
back like a whisper when I've tried to wash my hands of it. And when I walk away, I take you as I'm leaving. I'm still living in the history of a feeling. I don't see you anymore, but I see
to play a little tune I just composed not so long ago.
Miss Billie Holiday.
I'd like to introduce DJ
Baby Monster.
Scratching and give me a beat.
Every third Monday of the month on Radio Laura.
Good evening, Zurich. DJ Baby Monster here, and like every third Monday of the month, I am bringing you the music of my choice. It's Give Me a Beat, of course, Radio Laura, 97.5 megahertz, or you can listen to us via web, www.laura.ch, and then you can click on Embedded Web Radio and listen to me right now. I took a little bit of a break from Give Me a Beat. So last 2 months, you were actually listening to some of my selected past shows. And the reason was very simple. I was in between the jobs, not this job, her other job. So I've decided to take a well-deserved break and do some traveling. Some of you know this if you're following me on the social media or because sometimes I mention it in my radio show. But I love road trips. What is the road trip for me? Road trip for me is actually traveling alone, driving the really long distances where there is not so many people, and really taking the time for myself, spending the time with myself in silence with my own thoughts or with the music, and, you know, on the way meeting people or organizing some meetups with the people that I know. But essentially, it's really crucial to spend a certain time by myself and surrounded by the nature and on the road. Sometimes the road trip for me is also island hopping because it brings the similar kind of vibe if you're doing it alone. But in general, I'm a huge fan of road trips, and every year I would do at least one road trip, and usually I would do them in states because I love the national parks there and nature, and really driving is just super pleasurable, but also because I would combine it with visiting friends, going to the festivals and similar. So during COVID, this was a little bit more difficult. So I was honestly craving a proper road trip. And I've decided, even though this was happening end of January, beginning of February, meaning still during COVID and many COVID rules still in place in different countries, I decided to take a proper road trip. So I've chosen to go to Iceland and to do self-driven ring road experience. Ring Road is actually Icelandic Highway 1, and it goes all over the country, all over the island of Iceland. And it was funny when I was planning everything, because it reminded me on Highway 1 or Pacifica Road, that is actually my favorite in States, and that I did many years ago for the first time, and then I keep on repeating it because I love it so much. But this one's a little bit different in a sense that weather conditions are different. It's not in California, it's in Iceland. And Iceland being actually on a very north of Europe, surrounded with a North Atlantic Ocean, and you know, being a volcanic island with glaciers and very moody weather conditions, I don't think it was a popular choice, but it definitely wasn't the safe choice. As a matter of fact, during this road trip was a little bit crazy in the sense that many people that I met, the local people or some foreigners, they were doing maybe organized tours and or similar. Many people were surprised, and it's something that people usually do in summer. But since I had a vacation now in winter, I decided that that's not going to stop me. I always wanted to go to Iceland. I believe since 97, since Björk released her yoga song, which I absolutely loved. And of course, the video for the song featured Iceland and its nature, this raw, beautiful, amazing views. So I always had a plan to go there. But over the years, something always happened. So this time I decided that I will go. And I did so. And I have to say, it's probably one of the best road trips I ever did. Honestly, even thinking about it, I'm smiling, even though I was in some crazy situations. I mean, this road one is in principle great. But the weather changing is just something so unpredictable and so unsafe that you really have to be extra cautious. Luckily, I had a really great car, and I was extra cautious. I was really following the weather forecast. You know, as I was going along the road, I was listening to the advices of the people. At one point, I was even in the area where it was the earthquake from one of the quite dangerous volcanoes. Another time, I was stuck in the hotel for several hours because the roads were frozen and nobody could come either in or out of the hotel. I mean, not more than maybe 10 kilometers. But all in all, I felt pretty safe. I have to say the kindness of the people that I met on the road and just an overall vibe. I really never really felt too scared. And even when I did panic for a moment, I would calm myself and just think logically, and everything turned out great. So why am I even telling you this? What is road trip to do actually with Give Me a Beat and female artists and my radio show? So the reason why I'm giving you such a long intro is just to explain to you what kind of experience this was for me. Of course, while being in the car, I was listening to the music, and I spent so much time that I was listening a bit to my music, and then I even got bored with this, and I started listening to the local radio. It's something that I love doing. I always like to see what are the people in the area where I'm doing the road trip listening at that moment of time, just out of the curiosity, but also to get the feel what is going on. You know, sometimes you need to step out of your comfort zone being your music, your own selection of music, and hear what the world is listening. And of course, I was already out of a comfort zone being on the icy road with all these crazy weather conditions, but this was another level of challenging yourself and being a little bit out of the musical comfort zone. So when I was searching on the radio, this song keep on coming up. It just stayed in my head. Yeah, I was humming it even because it's so catchy, but it was in Icelandic, so I couldn't really understand what it was about, and I couldn't really remember the name, because if you don't know the language, it's very difficult to remember the name of the song or figure it out what it is. But I remember the melody. And one day after the long drive, because the days are quite short during the winter time in Iceland, so I spent a lot of time in hotels, and luckily I've chosen some pretty good hotels, so that time was comfortable. And during that time, I did a bit of a research, and I found out that the song that I listen to all the time is called Rolegur Kureki. And I'm really hoping I'm saying this correctly. And the singer that is singing is Icelandic singer Briet. After I found this out, I started actually listening to her album. And first, the album from which this song is from, called Kvedja Briet, which I believe it means like yours, Briet. It's something when you're writing an email and when you, at the end, when you say, greetings or yours sincerely or so on. It means that. And the song actually, Rolegur Kureki, it means the quiet cowboy. So I start reading and researching this